Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Mr. Wonderful at your service. It's always a pleasure to be part of your day, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, those of you who've been listening already, and those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. I'm excited about Tom Asacker being back on the show. Tom's one of the smartest guys we know, one of the smartest guys in the brain trust, especially when it comes to putting your best foot forward in the marketplace, branding, reaching out and touching customers, touching them in the way that they want to be connected to in this day and time. He's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them in here. The newest one, I think, is A Brand New World, also A Clear Eye for Branding, and the two Sandbox Wisdom books, including the Sandbox Wisdom and the Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom, and he is our good friend. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's great to be back.
You're pretty excited about it, aren't you?
I am excited.
Yeah, it's like a dream come true, isn't it, Tom?
First thing Monday morning, I can't imagine a better way to spend.
It just gets better and better, doesn't it, Tom? Hey,
true,
Tom, one of the most interesting things that to me, for me to have observed over the last few years, is how even though the 21st century is an arbitrary date that happened because way back, you know, many, many years ago, many centuries ago, some people decided that this would be how we would count our days and how we would collect we would accumulate our lives and our history and all that. And so I know that the calendar is unrelated to the course of human events. It's just the way we mark the time. But Tom, there just seems to me to be something that happened when the calendar ticked over to the 21st century. There just seems to me, having worked a lot of years in the 20th century and now 6 years in the 21st century, there just seems to me that this century is different. People are different in many ways. Consumers are different. Business, the way people do business, the way they buy and sell, they're just a difference. There are a number of things that are different about this time. What do you think?
Oh, well, that's true in this country.
Okay.
You know, there are a lot of countries, for example, India as an emerging economy. India is more like the United States in the 40s and 50s. We are a very mature marketplace over here. So a lot of things that other people or techniques, processes, way that people measure value in emerging younger economies are not the same as what we're experiencing here in the United States. And a lot of us, frankly, are still stuck in a paradigm, a 1950s mm-hmm. and 1960s paradigm of how to do business. And things have really accelerated at an enormous rate. And to your point, the 21st century is completely different than the 20th century was with regards to selling and marketing and being successful in business.
And you know, Tom, some people, you said some people are stuck in the 50s or 60s. If you're stuck in the 1990s, you've got a problem.
Well, that's true as well. I mean, there are still people out there that believe that if you offer a decent product at a decent price and you smile when you're making the transaction, that people will beat a path to your door. It doesn't work like that anymore. Mm-hmm. That we have unlimited amount of choice and a lot of information, and really smart business people are raising the bar of expectations constantly to provide us with the value that we're looking for beyond quality and price and a smile.
One of the things that I've been talking to companies about when I consult with larger companies about how to serve small businesses better, which I hope helps both sides of the equation. One of the things that I point out to them is that is that when I was a selling as a young pup, Tom, and you're a lot younger than me, you probably don't remember this, but you know, salespeople were we brought the news to businesses. When we called on businesses, we brought them news. We told them about new things that they didn't know about. We were their nightly news for business, basically. But
right.
So we helped them get the things that they needed. Today, people can get, they already know what they need. What they want you to help them with is what they want. And I think, to me, that's the big difference is the information that we need to provide to our customers has changed. What do you think?
Well, it's changing the entire dynamic of what a sales and marketing person needs to think about, because if you believe that you have more information than your prospects and customers, you're crazy, because the internet
Hold on to that thought, Tom. I want to come back. We're going to pick right up where we left off, folks, right after these messages. Don't go away. 22, we'll be right back with Tom Asacker.
The things we've done together while our hearts were young. Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for hanging around with us today. Tom Asacker is our guest. He's the author of A Brand New World and A Clear Eye for Branding. Tom, give us your website and tell us how we can find your books, please.
The website is aclearye, aclearye.com. And all my books are on that site. There are links to Amazon and other places to purchase them. I think that's about it.
By the way, Tom, did you know this is Eat Dessert First Week?
I didn't know that.
This is the week that I wait on all year long so I can eat dessert first.
I'll remember that.
Absolutely. This is also Law Enforcement Appreciation Month, and I know you joined me in sending out our best wishes to all of those brave men and women who when somebody calls 911, it rings into their house. And also it's Teacher Appreciation Week, and I know you joined me in thanking all the teachers for all the hard work that they did, and in my case, all the long suffering that they endured to get me out of school.
Exactly.
There are teachers out there who still are amazed that I didn't wind up in jail, but that's another story. Tom, we were talking about how things are different in the 21st century and how sales, you said sales and marketing folks, people who are in sales, people who are responsible for getting the message out, and as well as closing the deal, how their job has changed in the 21st century. Talk to us some more about that.
Well, I mean, you were speaking earlier to the fact that, you know, when you were in sales as a young buck, you were the holder of the information, the keeper of the information that the businesses that you were dealing with really didn't have access to.
And it was a common, it was in the typical day, salespeople came and went in and out of an office or any big business, small business. There were constantly salespeople coming and going all the time. It was a normal course of business. Today, you don't see that anymore, do you?
No. You don't. And you know, like you said, there's a reason for it. I mean, a lot of business people today are just so extremely busy that they're not looking for someone to come in and educate them on new products and services. They're getting emails daily. They're doing searches to find a lot of things. They're overwhelmed with the
right
amount of choice. What they need is someone to come in as a consultant and say, this is how we can help you improve your business results. This is what I can do to get you more customers, more loyal customers, help you improve profitability. The old days of having the knowledge, that
right,
those are over. Everyone has the knowledge. There's
right,
too much knowledge. Now they need somebody with the insights, with the connections, with the ability to pull people together and make things happen.
And, Tom,
a lot harder job.
And that has to happen not by talking about your products, but by talking about what your prospect needs, what they expect,
absolutely,
what they desire.
Absolutely. Right, you're bringing in your unique information, your unique connections, your ability to make things happen, your insights and creativity, but you can only use that around what the business owner's issues are, who his customers are, what his needs are, what his challenges are. So you've got to do a lot of listening, a lot of questioning before you can even attempt to take what you have and help improve their business with it.
Well, and as I said this earlier in the show today, Tom, that many businesses made their living in the 20th century, maybe the 19th century too, by offering what was came to be known as the product of the month. They would show up, they made these calls that we talked about earlier, and the first thing out of their mouth was, here's the thing that we're selling today, and you can get two for $15 instead of one for $10 today. You know, that kind of thing. That's so history that it's, and anybody who's still thinking that way, and I know people, Tom, may be saying, well, that's not exactly how we do it, but if you're showing up at a business and most of what you're talking about is you and your products, then you got a business model that ain't gonna last.
Well, there's no, see, the value in stuff, and I don't even care if your stuff is unique. Yeah. I mean, you can walk in and you can say, I have this revolutionary thing called the TiVo that allows you to record programs and skip commercials. Well, you know, it's revolutionary for about 12 months. And now everybody has digital video recorders attached to television. Yahoo just released a piece of software last week that you can download to your computer and turn your computer into a DVR by hooking it to your television set.
Huh.
So there's no lasting advantage unless you have a patent and you can protect it. What you've got to do is become the go-to person when people have issues, business issues that they need solved with your products, with your services, by partnering up with other people, you know, with your knowledge and your connections. That's what brings value today to any kind of business relationship, whether it's consumer relationship, you know, or a business-to-business relationship.
There is no product anymore, and most services that aren't commodities. And the only thing that's not a commodity is what you said, Tom, and that is the ability to solve problems, the ability to make things happen, the ability to save people time and give them what they want instead of what they need. That's the non-commodity of the marketplace, 21st century marketplace, isn't it?
Well, that's what's going to differentiate companies today, are the ones that can provide, you know, whatever that is that you're looking for that you haven't been able to find. Because remember, you can find just about anything on Google. Just punch in some words and you'll see what comes back.
Mm-hmm.
What you can't find on Google are insights and the connections that you need to take your business to the next level.
One of the things that Tom has talked to us about so well in the past, folks, is this concept of building our brands. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tom about what I'm calling beyond the branding. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time with our good friend, Tom Asacker. Stay with us.
Here inside cannot be denied.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And folks, I want to tell you that tomorrow, I guess I think it is, yeah, tomorrow, many of you have heard me, and Tom may know this guy, many of you heard me talk about the concept of paradigm. You've heard me talk about the business paradigms for years. I've talked about this, and I've, as much as I could, as often as I could think of it, I reminded you that my introduction to the concept of paradigms came from Joel Barker, the guy who wrote The Business of Paradigms, the book, the video, great futurist. Tom, you know who Joel Barker is, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, he's going to be on the show tomorrow, and I am so excited about that. He's a guy who when he taught me to understand paradigms and the challenges and the opportunities that are found inside of the concept of paradigms, Tom, it basically changed me the way I think about things.
Well, that's what a paradigm's about.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to having him on the show tomorrow, Tom. So I know you want to tune in for that interview.
Well, I'll definitely tune in for that one.
Okay. Beyond branding. Now, you and I have talked about branding. We've talked about branding, and sometimes I think maybe people have thought you and I we'd go off so far that people would think, well, they think branding is the be-all, end-all. But folks, there's got to be something beyond branding. Tom, you and I both have talked about the fact that just making sure that your brand is sticky, that your brand, that there's a ding in the brand, in your branding with your customers, that's a big deal. But you and I both know companies that have done a wonderful job of getting their brand diffused in the marketplace, but their customers still don't get what they do. They still aren't that connected to them, that well connected to them. And so basically what has happened is those companies have basically entertained people, not really built a brand. What do you think?
Well, that's really the reason why I wrote this new little book called A Clear Eye for Branding.
Right.
Because people have this idea that a brand is something that's well-known, that's well-liked, that's a great image, that has a great tagline, you know, and really, it's not. A brand, the only thing a brand is an expectation of getting something that you desire if you exchange your money or time for it. So to have a great brand that nobody understands what the great expectation they're going to get back from it is, that's basically having a weak brand, because you have an image, but nobody knows why they should exchange their time and their money for what you have.
Or when they try to experience your brand, they come away lacking, and then you become what? You become, in reality, what Texans call all hat and no cattle.
Yeah, exactly right. Because in essence, what you've done is they had an expectation, so they said, okay, come talk to me. You talk to them, and they didn't match the expectation, so now you've created a new expectation for them in your mind. And that now defines what their brand is. Because the brand is not defined by what the company does. It's defined by what the customer does in their own mind. The assumptions that they make are what define what the brand is.
So you're saying, and this is very important, this part, folks, you're saying that defining your brand is not what you do, it's what your customers do.
Exactly right. You can give them hints. Right? Because they don't know everything about your business. They're going to look at little things and try to make big decisions. So you can give them little hints with your people, with your marketing, with your advertising, with your signage. But then those little hints better build up to a complete whole, because if they don't match the people's expectations, especially today, people are very, very busy. So if they go out and you give them a hint that they can get something back, and they walk in and they don't get that, whatever that is,
right,
they're going to change their entire perception of you.
And see, that's right. Where that's the reason why you've been talking today, not just about the marketing people, but also the sales folks and the customer support people.
Well, people are going to be the thing that, I mean, as long as there is a people component. I mean, with Amazon.com, I still buy books from them. I've never met anybody, never talked to a human being.
Right.
So I'm not, but if people are your a part of the component of the delivery of the brand, that's going to trump everything, because people believe people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where all of the money that you spent on advertising and promotion and banners and all of that can be all lost in one interaction on the telephone.
Right. Or in person, if your message is the product of the month.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tom, I got to wrap it up. I hate to, because we never have enough time, but thank goodness you agreed to come back with us. And we're in our eighth year together. Thank you for our seventh year together, I should say. We've just finished our sixth year. Thank you for all the years we've given us and all the wisdom you've deposited with us over the years.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.